Good morning, Connecticut. And to our friends across the Sound, it's Director of Public Affairs, John Vokette. Thanks for tuning in to Connoisseur Media's award-winning public affairs program for the people, bringing you the latest information to help address concerns in our communities tied to youth, the economy, public health and safety, aging, education, and the environment. Today, we're opening the program, introducing you to the leader of LiveGirl, and we'll clue you in on how to get your daughter involved with this nonprofit that empowers girls through year-round leadership development and mentoring that also builds self-confidence and fosters diversity. Then we'll stake out our annual visit with Cindy Bigelow and meet a couple of recipients of the 35th annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge. Stay tuned to learn how to get yourself and the whole family in on the fun and learn more about a couple of their recipient charities, Pivot Ministries and the Mercy Learning Center. And we'll close leaving you dancing, or at least getting you prepared to see some awesome dancing, as we visit with a couple of folks at Adams House, which is hosting its Dancing with the Stars event in October to benefit their program of grief education and peer support for families as they go through their grief journey following the loss of a close loved one. We'll be back with these segments and more on the award-winning For the People with me, John Vokette, right after this reminder. The Connecticut Department of Labor is warning residents of another text scam. This one tells filers to verify their identity in order to process their unemployment payment. The text appears to be a message from Reemploy CT, but sends users to a .net address to verify their information. The agency does not do claims work through text or social media. And as is true for other scams, the Connecticut Department of Labor expects variations on this text messaging to proliferate in the weeks to come. They're warning residents not to click on these links. The only place to get information about your unemployment account and claims is at reemployct.com. Well, I like making new friends, even though it's the leader of an organization that has been around for some time serving young people grade 5 through college. I'm talking about LiveGirl. You can learn about them at golivegirl.org. That organization is centered around the needs and experiences of all girls, and especially girls of color, with a leadership approach that is skill-based, anti-racist, healing-centered, and gender-inclusive. Veronica DeLongo is their executive director, and it's great to meet you, Veronica. Thanks so much for taking some time to help our listeners learn more about this great organization.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.
So what brought you to LiveGirl?
Well, the posting specifically was shared with me by a couple of friends, and my background as a person who's led a couple of nonprofits as an executive director, and my work on, you know, with leadership development, both personally in organizations that I'm affiliated with and professionally in the positions that I've held, and just my sincere interest in advocacy and in building the future of leaders with women and girls is what led me to this organization and to this position. And I feel that my beliefs and values align with those of the organization.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us more about the background of LiveGirl.
Well, so LiveGirl has been around since 2014, founded by Sherry West, who wanted to create an organization that really focused on building the confidence of young girls starting in middle school. And we work with, you know, girls in middle school through college. And our mission is really to prepare the next generation of women, of leaders who are brave, confident, diverse, and really ready to take on the world and have an impact on the future of this country, of the world, really.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, you were initially based in Northern Fairfield County, and now you're trying.
Our office is located in New Canaan.
Okay, and then at this point, part of how we learned about you and were able to bring you on the program was through this push that you're now making into the greater Hartford area, right?
That is correct. So I joined the organization in June of this year, and between the board and the founder come to realize is, you know, there's a lot of great work happening with this organization that has been happening since 2014 and has been concentrated in parts of Fairfield County. And there's been some expansions in other areas through our confidence clubs and other partnerships that we've established in Waterbury and New Haven and Bridgeport. But what we found is that there's an opportunity to really do some sort of duplicating, if you will, of the work that we're doing in Fairfield County and taking that to the greater Hartford area. And so that an opportunity came about really with our camp. This week specifically, we are at Ethel Walker Camp, the Ethel Walker School for what we call our Camp Live Girl. And Camp Live Girl is a camp for middle school age girls who, you know, really kind of helps them become confident leaders. And we do, you know, team-based activities, and we provide what is an evidence-based curriculum called Brave Leaders Academy. And so through these, the different activities and the curriculum that we offer, the girls really leave, you know, they start their Monday not knowing each other, shy, and by Friday they're like best friends, and they're speaking up, and they're really in touch with what's going on in their communities and being self-aware socially, and just consciously of what's happening in their communities. And so this is an opportunity to have this camp at Ethel Walker. We're now working with a different group of girls that are not in Fairfield County. So they're from the greater Hartford area. Some are from Bloomfield, some Windsor, some Hartford. And we've been able to do this with a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club on the South End.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, I was going to say, in a relatively short amount of time for a nonprofit, 8 years or so, you served thousands and thousands of girls grade 5 through college age, and that's a fantastic achievement. And I've got to believe if your passion and advocacy is anything like your predecessors, that hundreds, if not thousands, of these young women of color were on the forefront over the past couple years of the Black Lives Matter movement in their communities.
Are you asking if those that were involved in our program?
Oh, no, I was saying I have to imagine that given the success and the scope and direction of your program, that mm-hmm. you've had hundreds, if not thousands, of graduates who were well equipped to be in the right place at the right time over mm-hmm. the past couple of years when the huge Black Lives Matter push started happening.
Right, correct. And, you know, I think one of the things, too, with the girls in our program, you know, during the pandemic, which is when everyone was able to be at home and be still for a second and really soak in what's been happening throughout the country, our organization was one of few that continued our programming. And what we did is we offered what was called the She Cares, a mentoring program, an online mentoring program. And with that, we were able to have young girls stay connected because it was a very challenging time of where we were as a country. And so, and just even dealing with the pandemic in general. Mm-hmm. So you have mental, social, emotional stresses that are happening. Yeah. And so our mentors were there to provide support, to help open doors, to help make connections, and really to be that trusted ally for them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we always say that the most influential person to another young person is another young person, but it's also someone that's not their parent or their teacher, someone that they can, that they trust and can confide in. And so through our She Cares mentoring program, we've been able to do that provide that mentoring opportunity. That was something that did occur during the pandemic, and where the girls in the program were able to connect with someone to deal with and help support them with social emotional guidance.
I also understand, if my research is correct, that you also help introduce these young women to a lot of really important, influential individuals who look like them in their communities. It's not just the mentors, but you also bring in, speakers and educators and motivators, right?
Yes, we do. And it's done through a number of ways. We bring speakers into our camp. So, for example, this week we had a fashion designer. We had a young Latinx young woman who is a boxer. We have Leslie Mays from NBC 30. We've had social media influencers that have a large following. We've had CNN reporter Alyssa, and I can't remember her last name. Mm-hmm. She came and spoke to the young girl. So we've had people from different walks of life, different fields and professions, authors, journalists, social media influencers, people with different, professional boxers, who just are able to. It was really about exposure, mm-hmm. exposing these young girls to different fields, different people, and having a direct connection with them. So they are speaking directly to them. They're able to meet them in person. They're able to exchange, information in terms of social media, like following them on social media and being able to say, oh, I saw this woman on CNN, but she just spoke to me 2 hours ago. Or I follow this person on TikTok that has a million followers, but she spoke to our group at camp. And we did a TikTok with her. Hmm. So we do that not only at our camps, but even through some of our programming. We have the Confidence Club where we have mentors who come in and lead that curriculum. So we provide opportunities, different spaces and places where they have access to professionals, to women from various backgrounds and various walks of life to really have that direct connection and interaction with them. That's really important. Sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know, and being able, seeing the girls connect with women that they may see on TV or on social media and have a conversation with them, an intimate conversation, really is something that they never forget.
Yeah, it's really nothing like that genuine FaceTime, eye to eye, person to person, to create an equalization factor for these young people, and to for them to be able to almost look in a mirror and know that they can achieve what these others have achieved or even be greater.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that are listening, parents, caregivers, educators, aunties, whoever, who are hearing, hey, I know a young lady and I want to get her into this Live Girl program. You're preparing for the fall winter season. How can people learn more about trying to get involved in the communities where they live here in Connecticut? And what are a few of the things that you're trying to plan for the fall winter season?
We have a number of things that we're planning for the fall. That's what our team is working on right now with these last few weeks of summer, is to prepare for our fall programming. Well, we've been preparing for it, but really finalizing it. What parents and teachers and educators can do is to go to our website at golivegirl.org, and we will have available after Labor Day. So registration will start September 6th. Is an opportunity, if you have a daughter that is in middle school, we have confidence clubs. So there'll be registration information, and that will start in October. For high school girls, we have Live Girl League. That will also start in October. And we will have, for our college students, we will have some workshops. And then we have our She Works, which is our internship opportunity, which it's generally during the summer, but there will also be mentoring opportunities as well. So the information on our events and activities will be posted. Registration information will also be available for those specific programs that require registration, like the Confidence Club and the Live Girl League and other programming. And so that will be available on our website at golivegirl.org. And I would encourage, you know, your families and educators to sign girls up in your communities. And if we don't have an existing, let's say, Confidence Club in your school or in your neighborhood or in a town where you live in, feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to collaborate and partner to see how we can, you know, this is part of our expansion and growing. It's reaching out, building relationships, building and relationships with communities where there is a need, where there is an opportunity, and seeing how we can provide our programming and services to those areas.
Now, over the past 8 years, is your programming structured that, in a way that if a girl as young as grade 5 enters in at the elementary, middle level, they can essentially sustain through the program into their college age? In other words, continue through the programming, or are these sort of like strategically set up for each separate age group and the young people kind of come and go to it?
Well, we have some girls who've been involved with Live Girl since middle school. You know, they've been in the Confidence Club, and then they were in the Live Girl League, and then maybe they were received an internship while at college. Mm. So we have, you know, had girls who've been involved. You know, we cover grade 5 through college. So we cover, you know, that starting at middle school, starting at fifth grade. And there's an opportunity to continue, you know, being involved with Live Girl throughout that span of time.
And I can't let you go without, throwing a word out to anybody out there who might be interested in being a mentor.
So we are definitely looking for mentors. I would love, you know, someone who is serious about their commitment and dedication to working with a young group of girls, whether it be a Confidence Club, whether it being a one-on-one mentoring through a She Cares, whatever the case may be. If, you know, we are looking for mentors and would love for you to reach out to us. And that's, you can also go to our website, or they can send me an email at veronica@golivegirl.org, and we will connect them with the appropriate person to get them set up. You know, depending on the age, we have our groups, our cohorts, the middle school cohort, high school and college. But definitely, if you're interested, feel free to reach out to us on our website or email me at veronica@golivegirl.org. And we would love to pair you up with a young girl who's looking, a young lady looking to be mentored.
Well, it was such a great pleasure to meet you, Veronica, and to learn about this organization. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Hopefully we can make you a fairly regular member of the For the People family as programming develops and you have openings for young people or mentors or need other volunteers or support. Of course, as a 501c3 nonprofit, financial underwriting is also welcomed. You can learn so much more about this organization at golivegirl.org. Since 2014, this Connecticut-based organization has been building confident, inclusive leaders, preparing the next generation of diverse, brave female leaders with the skills, community, and connections they need so all these girls and all girls can thrive and make a positive impact on the world. Veronica DeLongo has been is their executive director, and she has been our guest this morning. Veronica, thank you so much for your time and helping us learn about Live Girl. Well, as we indicated in the introduction, we try not to miss a year. Over the past 30 plus of my years, I've been so thrilled to spend some time with Cindy Bigelow of the Bigelow Tea Company promoting the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, which started out as such an internal service initiative, but has grown to pump millions into nonprofit agencies that serve tens of thousands of folks from birth to centennial years all over Fairfield and points around southern and central Connecticut. So, Cindy, thank you for joining us once again. And congratulations, 35 years of the Community Challenge. And tell us a little bit about the latest good that you're doing with all of the funds that you're able to pass through to the communities from this event.
Well, first of all, thank you, John, for always including us in the work that you do. It's an honor for us, and it's so great how you help get our message out about the work we're doing, because without you, you know, for people to hear to come to the event and then where their money's going to go to help all the individuals in the community that we're able to help. So a big thank you comes to you.
Well, it's one thing to have a great cup of tea, but when you know what's behind it and the good that you're doing by supporting the brand in any way possible is a thrill.
Well, listen, we love doing this. This is it is not something that we do any other reason except for we just love doing it. We're proud of doing it, and we love giving back. This is a committee to put this event together that works about 10 months a year. Mm. Of course, we rev up now since it's going to be September 25, so it's very close.
Yep.
And there's a lot of details to pull this off. To make it really be as flawless as we want it to be. You know, what are we going to do to make the kids' events so special and, you know, make sure the food is perfect and we have beer and it's a pizza and just make sure the course is set perfectly and the registration goes smoothly, because that's a lot of people that we are getting through this event. I mean, it's probably 700-800 when it's all said and done between the walk, the kids' fun run, and then the 5K race. But as you were saying, you know, the money all goes to charity. We're very excited. We raised anywhere $150,000 to $160,000 that go to 23 different organizations that help them do what they need to do to help our community. And, you know, the need has always been great. The need has always been growing. But since COVID especially, there has been, you know, just such an uptick in the need to make sure that we're all giving back any way we can. And what I love about this event is people that are coming to this event to enjoy a day with their family, they are also making a difference in the community. Their funds are going back locally to this area and truly making a difference. I love how you said from birth to those in their elder years, that's exactly what we do. We really are there for so many with basic needs.
Yeah. And so the audience at the event and the participants reflect that. You get these little speed demons out on that field for those kids' races and those kids' activities. And some of them are just like, you think they maybe just started walking a few months ago, you know, and then you have folks running the race that are well into their 80s. I thought I recalled at one point you even had a couple of 90-plus folks walking.
We're so proud of that as well. It's just amazing to see, first of all, how running or walking keeps you in such good shape and keeps you going. And literally, we have an individual that walks/runs a 5K 3 days a week, and he is in his 90s. So, you know, just to have them come year after year, the camaraderie between the seniors that have been coming all these years is fantastic. But then, like you said, the little ones, you know, the 3 and 4 year olds that are just barely making it across with their mom and dad behind them, the Wakeman's field,
yes,
down in Southport, is also just so priceless. So, you know, everywhere you're looking on this day, there's smiles, there's laughter, there's joy, there's support. Everybody's cheering for everybody. You know, it's not really necessarily, to be honest, isn't anything about winning. This is just all about giving and
right.
enjoying. And a lot of these young kids that started literally at the Bigelow Fun Run continued running and then ended up going into track and field in high school.
Right.
And it's amazing. They'll come back and they'll say, hey, it started here at the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge.
Yeah, now they're lifelong runners, yeah.
I'm just like, really?
Yeah. Well, we want to let people know that they can into any search engine, just say Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, and it'll bring them to the registration page. They can go to the Bigelow Tea website to get connected to it. But it is happening on Sunday, September 25th, down in Southport. And we're going to meet a couple of the organizations that are benefiting from the race, and then just come back to you for another brief minute or two, just to fulfill all the necessary details that people need to know. So if you can stick with us, Cindy, we're going to go meet our friends from Pivot Ministries and Mercy Learning Center, and we'll be back.
Awesome.
Well, our first guest before we take a quick break here on this program celebrating the 35th annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge is a dear friend, Jane Ferreira. She is with Mercy Learning Center. This organization, which I've known about and been happy to work for and support for almost a quarter century, provides basic literacy and life skills training to women with low income using a holistic approach, compassionate, supportive environment and people, and everyone is welcome without regard for race, religion, color, creed, sexual orientation, national origin. Jane, this really, really is an amazing organization, and I'm so happy to be able to have you back on the program. Beyond the brief introduction, let people know why putting their feet to the street in the Bigelow Community Challenge ends up providing critical funds for folks who are going to be starting a brand new chapter in their lives in just another week after we record this conversation.
Yeah, the Bigelow races support so many great organizations. And for us, it's about supporting a woman's education, helping a woman get a high school diploma. It's also supporting children in our early childhood education program so that they can get a really good start in their educational process. So the Bigelow family continues to really honor the children's education, but also the mother's education. And they realize that the education of a mother really influences the education of a child. And if we know if the mom gets into college, most likely her child will go on to post-secondary education. They'll go into college too. And we see that happening more often than ever right now. The great success stories of the past year, having our students get their bachelor's degrees, associate's degrees, and then having their children get their associate's and bachelor's degrees. So the two-generation approach doesn't work, and we're just grateful for the Bigelow family and all they do for the community.
Well, I have to say, Jane, the key to these success stories and any success story that involves transitioning as an adult through quite elementary educational environment, but fast-tracking them all the way into a collegiate situation, that doesn't happen unless the student really loves learning. And that's the unique thing that Mercy Learning Center provides, because it's not just, you know, kind of punch the clock, walk through the door, sit at the desk, listen to the lecture, do the homework, and take the diploma, and on you go.
Exactly. I mean, we're very holistic, so we try to support our students in any way that we can to keep them in school. And the school program varies for each student, and we actually transition them from our center here into the local community colleges. So we have staff, our caseworkers and job counselor and college counselor. You know, they really help handhold at times until for some of these women, this is the first family member ever going to college. So they don't have any college experience. So we do handhold them over to the colleges. And that's been very successful to see that happen. And also, we've handheld their children, especially when they are juniors and seniors. We try to also do the whole family experience and get them into a post-secondary academic program. We see that it's successful. And obviously, the wages of all of our students rise according to their educational background.
And there's nothing that can inspire a child to become a lover of education and have a desire to succeed in it than to be doing it on a parallel path with their own parent or loved one.
Right. We actually teach the moms how to read to their children, which sounds funny, but for a lot of our women who are immigrants, they never had the opportunity to have a library or books at home. So we actually have a program that just talks every week that the mom will learn how to read a book to their child. And in the course of the 2 semesters, the children will get 36 to 40 books that they have at home in their own little library. And, you know, what we get back, the feedback that we get is that the kids love reading, but it's also the mother modeling it. And that's really what we're trying to enhance. You know, moms, if you engage with your child with this reading program, your child will succeed just like you're succeeding.
Well, in the last minute or so that we have with you, Jane, aside from people helping benefit Mercy Learning Center by participating in the 35th annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, how else can people come to the Mercy Learning Center and help this great initiative that you've been serving women with for so many years?
We could definitely use afternoon tutors from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, teaching math and reading to our students. We have a food pantry here, so diapers and food is always appreciated. Those are one barrier that we like to send home food and diapers so the moms can stay in their classes.
Fantastic. Folks, if you want to learn more about this organization and how to get involved or support it, just go to mercylearningcenter.org. Our guest here going into the break has been Jane Ferrara with the Mercy Learning Center down in Greater Bridgeport. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and meet one of the other recipients of the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, so stick with us. Hey, do you volunteer for or receive services from any of the hundreds of nonprofit agencies, community groups, and grassroots organizations in our region? Or maybe you're just looking for ways to help. If your favorite nonprofit is hosting a fundraiser or community building activity, or you'd like to find a nonprofit to support in your neighborhood, just go to our radio station website, hit the events tab, and find one, or discover some of the many causes supported by Connoisseur Media. I'm John Voquette, your public affairs director here at Connoisseur Media, and we'll be back to the award-winning For the People right after this news. Hey, if you're a member of the armed forces or you're aspiring to be, future sailors and prior service members, either Navy veterans or other service veterans, are now eligible for enlistment bonuses and student loan repayments up to $115,000, according to a message released by Navy Recruiting Command. There's also a bonus of $10,000 available for high school seniors who enter the delayed entry program by this October 31st and graduate from high school prior to shipping in July 2023. If you'd like to find out more or get information on recruitment or the bonuses, just visit Navy.com. I am so pleased to make the acquaintance of a couple of brand new friends to the award-winning For the People family. On the line with me right now is the Reverend Richard Williams. And we'll also be talking with Mary Alley at Pivot Ministries, serving Greater Bridgeport, treating drug and alcohol addiction as a spiritual problem, and returning men to their families and their work and their lives, which, as you and I know, Reverend, can be stolen away so quickly and permanently through addiction and alcoholism. Thank you for your work, and so pleased to know that you've been brought into not only the For the People family, but also the family of worthy recipients of the Bigelow Tees Community Challenge. Quickly, just let us know a little bit about your background and how this ministry was formed.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the family and to even share about Pivot Ministries. 15 years ago, I was a student in this very ministry, John. I actually was caught up in that space of addiction, struggle, challenge, couldn't find my way out, and was sent here to Connecticut from Maryland through an outreach center. And my intent was to come and get cleaned up and go back home and teach. I'm a special ed teacher. And coming to this ministry, something happened. something spiritually just happened in my spirit, and now my passion is helping men come through that journey. It's doable, and Pivot Ministries is a seat for that. So anyone struggling addiction has a seat at the table here. It's a very comprehensive program. We focus on spiritual development and education. And in lines with that, we have a counseling program. It's a Christian counseling program that offers spiritual counseling as well as clinical counseling. A wellness program that focuses on health, nutrition, physical fitness, and a vocational program. That's the key in returning the men to their families usefully whole. I've seen so many times in an individual will complete a program and he goes home jobless and purposeless, and he ends up back in that space of addiction. So we've been blessed to have a comprehensive program that includes wraparound services even after the individual graduates.
That's a fantastic program. And much like our prior guest, Reverend, over at Mercy Learning Center, who also knows that it's not just about putting time in the classroom. It's really about the experience and support and this sort of wrapping concept that these individuals get from Pivot Ministries before, during, and after. It's not just about an hour meeting once a day.
That's right. Yeah, it's about putting in the work. You know, again, you mentioned the time. You know, when it helps. You know, but it's about doing the groundwork. It's about allowing yourself to be helped. You know, opening up, coming to that space in your journey where you recognize the need for assistance. And once you recognize that, John, things change around. But as long as you think you got it and you can handle this, you come to spaces of challenge and you refuse help and you get stuck in that spot. So the guy that recognizes he needs the help, you know, he's more than halfway there.
That's right.
You know, he's gonna walk with confidence through the journey.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you want to learn more about this organization and how to maybe help them, aside from participating in the 35th annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, you can go to pivotministries.org and you'll bear the benefit of meeting with Reverend Richard Williams and his great team that includes Mary Alley. Reverend, if you want to hand the line over, because there's another way for you to be able to help Pivot Ministries, and that is by penciling in a date upcoming in November for their annual gala. Mary, how are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, good. So we've got about a minute and a half. Just give us the lowdown on how people can get involved in and support this gala.
Okay. Well, our gala is our major fundraiser. And we get funding. We are funded almost exclusively from individuals and churches and local community groups. And that is the core of our funding. Mm-hmm. And we are able to provide this 9-month program for almost no fee. So we do have a small initiation fee, enrollment fee, mm-hmm. but almost no one can afford it, and we waive it. So you can get a...
I was going to say, can people just go to the website and get connected for tickets to the event?
Yes. Well, it's November 5th. The tickets, the website will be reflecting our Save the Date, and Save the Dates are going out shortly. Mm-hmm. But if they are interested in securing a spot, they can email Mary, A-L-Y, Apple, Larry, yes, at pivotministries.org.
Excellent.
And if they send me an email, I'm happy to provide them all the information so right. they can be part of this gala. And we're so super excited. It's the first time we're having an in-person gala.
That's wonderful. And not just...
In the first time in 3 years, sorry.
Right, right.
Since COVID started.
Yeah, yeah. And not just a way to help the organization through the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, but also by attending this gala. If you want to learn more, do get in touch with Mary Ellie or go to pivotministries.org for details. Well, those two organizations really kind of encapsulate the spirit of all of the recipients of the Bigelow Tees 35th Annual Community Challenge, and many of them before that, Cindy Bigelow. In the last couple minutes that we have with you this morning, just give people the boilerplate on what they need to know to get involved this year and for years in the future.
Just go on BigelowTee.com and register for the Bigelow Tee Community Challenge on September 25th. Show up at Wakeman's Boys and Girls Club around 8:30 in the morning and get ready for a day filled with so much fun.
And there's food and music and hundreds and hundreds of like-minded people. Now, are you guys doing any kind of giveaways or raffles or anything like that?
Absolutely. Well, also, don't forget the beer and pizza. Listen, on a hot day after that little run or walk, nothing tastes better. We are known for our raffle prizes, and we are known for our goodie bags. And the goodie bags this year are exceptional. So it's really so worth it to register, to get there, have a great day of fun. And then with the wonderful shirts, really, really beautiful shirts. They're soft. They're so easy to wear. I know so many people, they're their favorite shirt, to be honest. And just the raffle prizes, which you do have to be there to win the raffle. And then the goodie bags. It's a great day. It's a great day. And I do hope people hear this and say, I want to be part of the Bigelow Tee Community Challenge.
The 35th Annual Bigelow Tee Community Challenge. And our guest this morning, Cindy Bigelow, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you. And also great to meet the folks from Mercy Learning Center. I want to thank Jane Ferreira and also Reverend Richard Williams, Pastor and Executive Director at Pivot Ministries, for their time this morning. Well, we miss visiting Shelton and our friends at Adam's House, but we have got them on the phone right now because we just can't wait to tell you about some really exciting new news and a great opportunity for some cool entertainment, especially if you're fans of the dance and all those great dancing programs that have been so popular over the past few years. We'll be telling you about how you can attend and view and take in all the excitement of a very local Dancing with the Stars competition happening to benefit Adam's House. But briefly, since 2016, literally when I met one of our guests this morning, Allison Wysota, Adam's House, a charity that grew from the tragedy of loss in her own family, has provided free grief support programs to Connecticut children and their families. And Allison, I have to tell you, I'm so thrilled to have been able to meet you at the real kind of starting point of this whole thing and to continue this relationship. And we're also pleased to meet a new friend, Sarah Domina. She is the Director of Community Outreach and Corporate Relations for Adam's House. And we'll be talking to her in just a couple of minutes. But Allison, in the meantime, beyond that brief introduction, just remind people how this whole thing got started and how fast you guys got traction and you've helped so many families.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, Adam was my husband. He tragically died from a heart attack in 2012, and we just had the opportunity where people wanted to do something, and our family, because I have three boys who, kind of went through the grief journey, all very different, but we didn't really find the services that we kind of wanted them to have, and we decided as a family to make it happen and bring it here to Connecticut. So Adam's House is a grief education center. We provide peer support and grief education, and, the kids really do, benefit and open up about their loss when they're talking to their peer group. So, it's kind of mushroomed, which is a good thing. COVID didn't really slow us up. We kind of plowed through COVID and we continued to offer programming. We had this issue where it's like we're providing grief support. How do we not provide when people are struggling so much during COVID? So with all our safety measures, we did still provide services. And as you mentioned, yes, we've had quite a number of families through our doors and have provided some nice services for these kids. So, you know, I'm proud of our efforts, and I'm proud where we sit, you know, a mere 5 years later.
Yeah. We hear so many reports from our guests and the media, of course, about how individuals experiencing grief and trauma have to, you know, sit on a waiting list only to be able to access professional and planned support in very small and not consistent, or at least not infrequent, kind of snapshot moments, and then the rest is on their own. Your philosophy at Adams House has been more of a kind of a full immersion experience.
We kind of, society, I think, approaches, you know, the death of someone as it's like, I can't talk up to it, to this person, because I'm not a therapist. And, you know, grief is not a pathology. It is not a mental illness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, are there cases where, you know, therapeutic intervention needs to happen because there might be other things in play here? Of course. But for the most part, these kids really just need the support. They need a safe space to be able to explore these, you know, chaotic grief feelings that they're going through. You know, we validate them. We kind of believe they can get to the other side. And once we believe it, they believe it too. And so, you know, our kids in program do really, really well, you know, once they kind of see how we operate, and to kind of, you know, give them the tools to deal with this loss moving forward, not in the 8 weeks, you know, our program's 8 weeks, but not in the 8 weeks, but for, you know, their whole life. Because, you know, you can go to a program for a year, you can go to therapy for a year, but you still have to, you know, learn how to deal with your grief journey the way it speaks to you.
Yeah, and Adams House is far enough into its work now after 5 years that I imagine you are hearing from those who experienced the program early on, who may have sustained relationships with some of the peers who they helped support or who supported them during their period of counsel at your facility.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I love those stories. And, you know, we work really hard. It's one of the reasons we're a closed group. You know, it's building that community within the walls of Adams House. So our groups get really close really quickly. And I love when they leave here, if they stay in contact with their group mates. And so I have to say, you know, I think we just finished our 10th group through. And so we'll have an alumni event, and they'll come back and visit. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of people here in-house from our first class, and they're still in contact with the people that they went through program. Mm. So it happens more often than not, and it always brings me joy that, you know, post Adams House, they still kind of left here with another support system to kind of help, you know, guide their way.
Yeah. Well, whether it's folks who are unfortunately dealing with the progression of a potential terminal illness of a loved one, or individuals who may have been in a situation closer to yours where there is a catastrophic and unanticipated mm-hmm. loss, folks can learn more about getting this level of real wrapping kind of support at AdamsHouseCT.org. They can also learn more about programs and ways to support or volunteer for the organization. But at this point, Allison, let me give you a quick break and bring Sarah Domina in here, because one of the more uplifting and fun ways that you can get people engaged with an organization, as Sarah knows so well, is to make it fun to the extent that you can. And I mean, with the immense global popularity of a lot of these dance programs and competitions, as well as the traditional proliferation of dance competitions, you know, prior to the excitement generated by these television shows, it's wonderful to be able to experience the magic of people kind of moving moving around on the dance floor, and that means bringing them to see the Addams House benefit Dancing with the Stars event. Sarah, tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. It's the key word there is fun. It's a really, really, really great event. This is our third year that we our third annual year at Dancing with the Stars to benefit Addams House. It's Friday night, October 14th. It's at Birchwood's at Oak Lane, which is in Woodbridge. We have a really exciting cast, star-studded cast, might I say, this year. So we have a program participant who is going to be dancing. We also have some local celebrities. We even have the Mayor Zeke of Derby. We have a former Miss Connecticut, and she's also our senior Miss Connecticut 2021. Mm. We also have a host of the Connecticut Live, NBC Connecticut Live, Taylor Kinsler, and they are all going to be partnering with our dancers from Fred Astaire. We have our studio partnership in Orange, and we also have a studio partnership in Trumbull, and in Shelton, and also in Canton. Mm. So we're super excited that they are going to be our sole partners for dancing this year. And we also have a star-studded event featuring Tony Devilani, who is one of the dancers on the ABC hit TV show Dancing with the Stars. So he's going to be our guest judge, and we're also having a meet and greet with him prior to the event. So super excited about this event that's happening on October 14th. So we have our tickets that are available, which is actually selling out really fast. So we have seats available in our main ballroom, just a few, but we also have seats available in our Oak Room, which is also going to be at the Birchwoods. We have sponsorship opportunities available also from all types of price ranges, from $10,000, ad space available starting at $10. So opportunities for everyone to be involved in this event and show their support, where 100% of all of the proceeds from this event are going to go directly to our Helping Hearts Heal program, which allows us to keep our services completely free for the bereaved families and children in Connecticut.
Wonderful. And for those who may be committed that night, or it doesn't really excite them to be participating in or viewing this type of spectacular dance program, but they feel that your work is critically important, what are some other ways that people can support Addams House, or even potentially through volunteerism?
So for the actual event, if people are busy that night, or as you said, it's not something that totally thrills them, we do have different opportunities that people can become involved. We're going to have a silent auction that's going to be available on that night, but we're also going to be opening that up to the public, which will be open on the Monday before, which I believe is October 10th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the opportunity for community members to show their support for their different local, for their celebrities that they want to vote for. So it costs $10 per vote, and that's going to go towards the People's Choice Awards. And that can also be, those can be purchased ahead of time. All the voting is actually open now, so they can go ahead and they can visit our website, www.adamshousect.org. It's right on our homepage, and they will be able to vote directly for all of our celebrities, even not being in the room. And as I said, also the silent auction also. And then as far as volunteer opportunities, we're always looking for members of the community if they are interested in helping to support. We currently have board positions open. We have a leadership council available, and we also have our FIGs, which are our Friends in Grief, and those are the people who help us facilitate and moderate the program if they really want to be with the children and with the families, and helping them through our Helping Hearts Heal program through the peer support.
Excellent. Sarah Domina is the Director of Community Outreach and Corporate Relations, and Allison Wysota, who we spoke with a little bit earlier and who's still on the line with us, is the founder of Addams House since 2016, providing free grief support programs to Connecticut children and their families. Visit them at adamshousect.org to learn more about and get your remaining few tickets for the upcoming Dancing with the Stars event on October 14th in Woodbridge, or consider other ways to support either the event or the organization. Thank you guys for being on the show and helping us wrap things up this morning. You've been listening to our award-winning public affairs program, For the People. The opinions expressed on this broadcast represent those of our guests and host. If you have a suggestion for an issue, a guest, or a PSA relevant to the audience and community served by our radio station, you must make a request for consideration in writing to me via email at john.voquette@connoisseurct.com. We do not accept pitches or requests for coverage by phone. Remember, no part of this program may be copied, disseminated, or rebroadcast. Our public file detailing the many critical community and state issues addressed on For the People can be reviewed upon request during normal business hours at 440 Wheeler's Farms Road in Milford or on our station website. Our theme music is by Rick Miller and Scott's, with original music by Noel Viette. I'm Director of Public Affairs, John Voquette. Join us again this time next week for more conversation and information on the award-winning For the People. And don't forget, you can listen to this and other For the People podcasts anytime on iTunes or under the podcast tab on our station's website. Until this time next week, thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.